Omer Rababa, Omer Rab Chia Barashi, Omer Rab, Nichnas Solo Tzipor Tachas Knofo, if a bird flew underneath your shoulders on Shabbos, and it's inside, he got caught there, he can't get out now. A bird was flying around outside, got caught on the arms, he got caught there. Is the Alocha Sodchur now with Tzayid, but you didn't do the Tzayid. Is the Chiddush Yoshevu Misham Riyachatechshach. You're allowed to just stay there and watch it until it gets nighttime, until it gets dark, until it comes to Metzoy Shabbos. Joashin Tachas Knofov, Tachas Kanspek Susai. On the arm, on the Yibagodim. V'yein Yochol Lotzeis, the bird can't get out. Sheninal Befon of Melov. He got caught by himself, so you didn't do any Yisr. The bird flew here underneath and got caught there. The Chiddush is Yoshev and Meshamra. Joshi came. You're allowed to stay there and just make sure he's still watched. You don't have to open the window. Who would you don't have to open up your jacket to let him go out? The Eino Yelushomer is considered like you're just watching what was done by itself. You didn't do a Maaseh Tzedek. That's Mutter. More Moshe Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Our Mishnah says Yoshev Harishon Ala Pesach Umaleyu. When one person sat down at the door and filled up the whole door, so now the deer inside can't get out. He did an Issa Tzedek. He's like catching the deer on Shabbos. Well, Bo Hashem to be Yoshev Tzedek. The second person came now and sat next to him, so he's not doing anything because the door is like closed already. Is Alpha Pisha Madarishan. The Mishnah says the Chiddush. Even the first one gets up and goes away, V'olach Loi, and now Luchura, who's stopping the deer from going out? The second one, still Harishan Chayev Hasheni Potter. It's only the first one, not the second one. The second one is not doing anything. Because when he sat down there, the door was already blocked, so he didn't do any tzedek. So the more my lad, the Lashon Mishnah is Potter Abul Oser. It says the second one is Potter, but Mashmitz Oser. Why is it Oser? The Rabbanan it's Oser. Because he's sitting there now, the deer can't get out. So he's supposed to get up and let him go out. So the same thing should be this next halachon. When a tzipor came in under your arms, see when now he's caught. But the chur, you shouldn't keep him that way. You should have to open up your arms and let him go out. Because kol zaman you're keeping him that way, mashma from the Mishnah, it's also mid rabbanan. So the moral loy, potter or muta. Tell you pshan al Mishnah is it's potter and it's muta mitchila. Like the second one did nothing. When he sat down, the second one, the door was already blocked from the first person. So the second one did not do a ma'aseh tzedek. The first one gets up. He's not mechuyav to get up either, the second one. He's just sitting there and watching the door that was already locked from before. So it's not mishmuta matzila, I'll tell you the Mishnah means. So the Mara Hochin Ami Mistarva, I'll tell you that's a Svara, that's Pshan the Mishnah also. The Yutani Sefer, because our Mishnah ends off with a Mada Marshal. But after it says it's Potter, the Mishnah has to say, Halom is the Daimah, what is this Daimah to that you stop closing your door to watch your belongings? So the Mara, Lom is the Daimah, Lener is Basel Shomer, the Mishnah says it's the Daimah to closing your door just to watch your house. The nimtza tzvi shem b'toychei, and it came out by itself that the tzvi is captured by itself inside. Is mechlal the potter or muter shvamina? That's the chloride when the Mishnah says potter, it means it's potter and muter to do mitchila. Because if it wasn't muter, the Mishnah wouldn't say a svara. Halom is that daima l'noyla's beisai, finally closing the door on Shabbos. You don't have any das whatsoever to capture the deer. You just have das to close the door. Stam, it shouldn't be cold, or you don't want ganofim to come in. So that's muter. Here also it's muter. Because you did not do the Maaseh Tzedek, even though you're watching it now, watching it means nothing. So my Ika the army, some say like this, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Afa Na Na Metanina, we also learned, Afa Pi Shamat HaRishon, even though the first one got up, like our Mishnah says, V'olachla, the first person went away, is HaRishon Chayiv HaSheni Potter, and the second one is Potter, because when he sat down, he did not do a Tzedek, the door was already blocked from the first person. So he's not doing any Maaseh Tzedek. Is my love Potter and Mutter? My love the Loshna Mishnah means right away Potter and Mutter. So what in also Baba's case, when the bird fell on his, flew into your, under your arms, and he's caught there, he can't get out, you're allowed to keep him that way. So tomorrow, Loi, I'll tell you Potter Avalosa. Our Mishnah means it's Potter Avalosa, so there's no riot to Rababa. So the Gemara Midik Tani Sefer Ob Halom is Adoyim Lanoelus Beis Lashomroi V'Nim Tzvi Shama B'Toychoi. The Mishnah says a Svara though that the reason why it's Mutta for the second one because it's as if he's just closing the door to keep his house watched is Mechlal the Potter Mutter. So when the Mishnah is Mash Mechlal it's Potter Mutter Shvamina. It's like a Raya to Rababa and that's why we believe in that the Mishnah means it's Mutta Metchila and here also when the bird flew by itself underneath your coat. So he's caught there. You're allowed to keep him that way the rest of the Shabbos. You're not mechuyev to open up your coat and let him fly out. Why? Because you didn't do the ma'aseh tzedem. Ayla ma'aseh, you staying that way, you're blocking him from going out now. So what? That's mutzav in the Mishnah. You're just blocking him from going out, but you did not do a ma'aseh tzedem, that's mutzav. The Easter has to be that you, when you shas, you did something, you're capturing him. Here the ma'aseh tzedem, the bird did himself. Or here the ma'aseh tzedem, the first one that sat down, blocked the door, did the ma'aseh tzedem. The second one didn't do a ma'aseh tzedem, it's mutzav. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel, the Yisrael is, Kol Pturei de Shabbos is Potter Avalosa. The Ma'al, wherever it says Masech de Shabbos, Loshen Potter, Potter always means Midiraisa is Potter. Midiraisa is always Midiraisa. But Avadim and Rabbonah is still Osa. That's like Shmuel. Kol Pturei de Shabbos, wherever it says Masech de Shabbos, Potter, Avadim means Avalosa. It's Osa Midirabonim, Labar Mayhani Tlat. There are three cases, the Potter and Mutter. That here it's potter, and it also means even with Rabbon it's mutter also. Chode ho. One is our Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says here, where a tzvi ran into a house on Shabbos, and one person sits now in front of the door to block him from coming out, he's also, he's doing a ma'aseh tzedem. The second one that sits right in back of him is doing nothing. And it's mutter for him to sit there, he's not doing anything. Even when the first one goes away, still it's mutter for him to stay there. Because that's not called a ma'aseh tzedem. But tzedem has to be by space a ma'aseh tzedem. You have to first go to do something to block the deer from going out. When you first sat down, it was mutter. Now the first one goes away, the second one is blocking the deer. That's not called a ma'aseh tzedem though. Stop sitting, it's like the Gemara says. Somebody closes his door because it's cold outside. He doesn't want the cold wind to come in. That's mutter to close your door. So the Mora Mamai the Potter Mutter, what's the Rai Al Mishnah Taka means Potter and Mutter even with Rabbonin? But we said the Ktonik, because the Mishnah says Sefer, Lom is a Doimel, the Mishnah says a Moshel. It's Doimel, Lenoel, Es Beisai, Lashermoy. That you have das to close your front door because it's cold. You don't want the cold wind to come in, so you're closing your door. But Yim says, Svi Shama B'toichoy. And it so happened to be that you didn't realize it, but there was a tzvi that ran into the house before him, and by you closing the door now, that's not called a ma'aseh tzedem. Because you could tie up to close the door for two reasons. Hey, see, you have to have kavonim. If you have kavonim, you know the deer ran into your house, and you want to make a trap him in there, you can't get out, and you close the door by kavonim to trap him, that's the chiyuv in tzedem. But here, where you don't know the deer came in, and you have a front door open, and you want to close the stam to keep the cold wind out, but to keep the Gnofim out. Abad Adir Atzmutzah, to close the door. That's not called the Maisa Tzedem at all. That's called the Maisa closing the door. That's the head of the Gemaisa. So that's the Mishnah's Moshel to this second person. That when he sat down in front of the door was already blocked. So now when the first one goes away, the second one can still stay sitting there. Because he's not doing the Maisa Tzedem at all. That's not called Tzedem. Even though the Maisa is stopping the deer from going out, that's not called the Maisa Tzedem. But tzedem has to be, you're doing a ma'isa of capturing him. Here you're not doing any ma'isas. So more of a idach. What's another case that Shmuel says, that where it says, potter, it's even mutter with rabbon to do it also. Hamafris Musa. Somebody has a blister on his hand that has pus inside it. Hamafris Musa b'Shabbos. So you bust open the pimple that has pus on Shabbos to get the pus out. So it depends. Im lasis lo peh, if you have kavona now to make a peh, to make a nice hole in this blister, to get the pus out, then takachai, it's even awesome with the raisa. Same with to a binyan. They're making a pesach to let the new ear come in, or let the old pus come out, that's same to a pesach, that's awesome. If your kavona is not to make a nice pesach, a nice door, a nice opening in the pimple, your kavona is just to get the lecha, to get the pus out, that's all, then potter. That's potter, is not nisa, the raisa, you're not mechavim for the pesach. You're not making a hole, the terrace like a binyan, you're making a nice pesach, a nice door. You just want to get the pus out, that's mutter. For the Gemara Mamai, what's the Rai of the potter mutter? Maybe a Marcus Musa's potter is like all over. It's potter midiraisa, because you're not doing a malachim, but midirabon in the sasa, because it looks like you're doing a malachim. The Tanan will bring a Rai. The Tanan will learn the Mishnah. Machet shel yad. If you find a machet, that's like a needle, that you could use it with your hand. Machet shel yad. Is lito bosa koitz. You're allowed to use it to take out a koitz, take out a splinter. So mash mitzmutter mitchil to use it. So you're also, by taking out the same thing, taking out a splinter, taking out the pus, the same thing, mash mitchil, you're allowed to use it. See Rashi? Hamafas at Rashi Mevakeya Mursa. You're like busting a pimple. Yeah. Im lasis lapir, if you have kavora now to make a nice opening in the pimple, Rashi put the sefer toni hochi. Im lakolfo velasis lapir, if you have nice dots to make a nice opening, kaderach shiroifim, the way the doctors do, shalachshav, oisin de mesakin lapesach. They do a nice way of cutting open the pimple to make a nice pesach. Then yechayez Rashi mishum boina, pesach. The new is a binyan, you're making a pesach, making a door by itself is called a binyan. So even though he's doing it to the person, it's also called a binyan. Oy mishur mesakin kli, but this trust only yosim with the rabbonin. It looks like you're being mesakin kli, like you're being mesakin this pimple. Mali lesakin maka, mali lesakin kli, it's the same svarim. Just like the rabbonin said, you're not allowed to be mesakin a kli. If a kli is broken, you can't fix it on Shabbos. It's awesome with the rabbonin. Here also, if you have a pimple, and now you're going to fix it up, that's also awesome. The rabbon is doing it to mesakin kli. So that's only if you have kavona to do a type of a tikkun to make a nice opening there. You only have kavona now to make a little like they put the needle through to let the pus come out. You don't care to make a nice opening. Now, kamina zekrashi. What about next time? A nice opening means you want it to stay there to be a nice opening. That even if next time there'll be more pus there, it'll be able to come out. This chat is no, I have no kavanah to make a nice opening. I just want this pus to get out. If right afterwards the opening closes, it's awesome, I don't care. So you're not mechavan to make any type of the tikkun here. So maybe it's mutter to do. Rashi potter a mutter. So you ain't can't tikkun. You're not being mesakin anything. You didn't do any tikkun. You just put a needle through the pimple to bust it open. There's no tikkun. For avonah nami legozabo shvus mishum tzara. In the case we have tzara, it's hurting you. So Rabbanan did not put there is a shvus b'mokum tzar. If it's hurting you, then let you bust open the pimple to get the pus out. Rashi machet shayad and tells the Shabbos. It's not muksa, you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Why? What's the purpose of it? Usually a needle is only to sew, you're not allowed to sew on Shabbos. But if Shabbos is little by a cut, you can use it to take out the splinter. V'haynu dumi d'lecha, it's the same thing as the pus. What's the difference? You want to take out pus out of a pimple, you want to take a splinter out of your hand. The mitzayin lay, the heter is, since you have tzar, the bonah will matter you. Ve'in echoyshe shem yistu miyad, u'komon itel es l'chatchila, machet shayad hi, machet shetofrim bo begodim. That's a needle that you use to sew begodim with. O mishun letoni ba'ado, v'shol sak l'ftoyech bo'as adeles, korin lo lahay machet shayad. Says other things, so sak is open the door, here's something about shayad, you sew it. But when you do this, you're not supposed to be in the chavin, or it shouldn't be a secretion to let blood out. If you make, when you put the needle in, you besides the pus, the blood will come out also, that's yes, mishum chabur, that will blive also. So you have to only do it, to take out a splinter on Shabbos, only mutter, where it won't be a secretion, you're going to make it bleed. You have to be able to do that. It's possible for you to take it out without making yourself bleed. That even if it does bleed, you're saying in the chavin, it's mutter. What that mishum tzara goes to Be'erabon. Right, so this is the second case that's mutter even with Rabbanan to do. What's the third case? So the Gemara of Yiduch, what's the last case? Hatzad nochosh b'Shabbos. Somebody goes to capture a snake on Shabbos. It depends. Im misasik boish lo yishchenu poter. If you're afraid the snake is coming to bite you, you don't want it to bite you, that's why you're capturing him, that's mutter. In the refuah chayit. But if you're capturing the snake because you need the snake, the doctor said it, if you'll eat the snake, you do something with the snake, it'll heal you, so then it's chayiv. That's mamash shemaisa tzeda. But if you don't do it mishain to capture, to use it, you're just doing it that it shouldn't bite you, that's called the melacha shetzrich legufo. That's only asim with the rabbonim. And here the rabbonim will even make a metchila. But the more mamai, what's the right that the rabbonim said it's mutter metchila to do it? The potter and mutter, the tanan, we learned before, koifin karal aner bishvil shloitechaz bekoira. If you have a fire going up, you'll have to put a plate on top of the fire to stop it, that the fire should not burn the beams in the wall. So you'll have to touch to stop the fire. For yal tsoye shokotin, you'll have to put also a plate on top of tsoye shmutz, a kid made on the floor. You'll have to cover it up. For yal akrov shloitishach, you'll have to put a plate on top of the akrov, on top of the snake, that is a scorpion, that he shouldn't bite you. So you see, even though you're doing a Maisa Tzeda, you're like putting the plate on top of the snake, you're capturing him there, still it's mutter. Why? Because the actual ma'aseh tzedah, it's a melach Hashem tzedah gufa. You don't want the tzedah, you're not going to use the snake. Tzedah alamolah is used to capture the behemoth in the Mishkan to use it, it's choshim, to use the skin. Here you're not going to use the snake. You only just want it shouldn't bite you. So it's only yosem of the rabbonim. And mishum tzara, that it shouldn't come to bite you, it's mutim etchila. You're allowed to take this kara and koif and put it on top of an akrob, shlo tishach. Rashi koif, Rashi kara shocheres. Adonis Mikheli. Koifin lechatchili, you could put on top of the snake mechilim. Veloy sheyich besaner. Not avad, you're not allowed to put a mamash on top of the fire to put out the fire. That would be an issa. V'yashminin dol the kli nito latzolas dove shenu nito b'shabbos. The chiddush is you're allowed to touch the kli, al manas to save something that you can't touch on Shabbos. Al akrav shlotishuch. V'yavagad memela mitzit, even though memela you're capturing the snake, the sawat. It's a melacha shen tzvich l'gufam, and the mokum tzari hila gozo b'rabonin. And then it's time, you wouldn't have been a gay amol on sukkis. You're in the sukkah, and you have bees coming in the sukkah, and you're afraid they'll sting you, you'll be allowed to capture them, you'll be allowed to make tzedim. If you're only capturing them today, they shouldn't bite you, that will be mutu. Hadra lechoyrik. So like the Mishnah. Shmoy ne shirotzim ha'amurim ba'teira. There are 8 different shirotzim the Torah said, the Chumis says in Parshas Vayikra. Yeah, is hatsodim. If somebody captures them on Shabbos, v'hachoyvul b'hem, you make a chavola. That means you hit them, and the blood comes up to their skin. It's chayiv. You chayiv a chavola. V'shar shkotzim r'moshim, other type of shkotzim r'moshim, is hachoyvul b'hem, if somebody hits them on Shabbos, is potter. You know, there's no issa chavola by them. We'll soon see what the svar is. V'ashenkin hatsodim, if you go to capture them, you go to capture any type of shkotz mermoshim, you want to capture an ant, is litzorech chayiv. If you need it, it's for a purpose, you're going to use it, then you chayiv, it's called a tzeda, you're capturing right now, and since it's a tzorech, it's called a mloch ha-tzvich ha-guf, you chayiv. Shlo litzorech potter. But if you don't want this, sheretz, it's just, you don't like the insect there, it bothers you, it gives you the creeps. You want to capture it, it shouldn't bother you, then it's potter. Midirais, it's mutter. So melacha shen tzrich l'gufa, that's only yosem of the rabbonim. V'yachayvu behen chayiv. No, I skipped some. Yeah. Shlo tzorech is chayiv, shlo tzorech potter. If you capture them, shlo tzorech, you potter on shar, shkotzim r'moshim. Chayiv yoif, what about a big behema, a chayiv and a loif and a bird, shebrishu soy, that's in your house, is that sodden potter. If you go to capture them, now grab them on Shabbos, you potter. Because they're called dipsa from before Shabbos. They're inside your house, they're caught already. So if you go now on Shabbos inside the house to grab the chaya, it's mutter. Who was in the earth? If you make chavol, if you hit them on Shabbos, and the blood comes up to their skin, you're chayiv. Why? Because these have skin. Let's see Rashi now. Shmoy nishrotzim Rashi ha-chelet v'akra. Marin v'yikra, the passing of v'yikra. There it says, the eight of them is, ha-chelet is the weasel, akra is the mouse, ha-tzov is a fernet, whatever that is, anok is a holjahog, and a koyach is a shamalian, no? Ha-tor is a lizard, and ha-chelet is a snail, now tinshomis is a mole. That's what they say. Kitchakar, I saw some pictures of these, different types of shrotzim. These are 8 shrotzim. Now, the Mishnah, we'll soon see, with the Tzashala, these have skin to them. The Chiddush is, Rabbi Yochanan at least holds, these Shmoyne Shrotzim have skin on it. Hey, some mouse and a weasel have skin on it. Now, the Chiddush of Chavol is like this. Chavol are 2 types of Chavolas. Chavol means you punch somebody and blood comes out. If blood mamish comes out, then pshit yichayiv. On any type of an insect, you do. If you make the blood come out, yichayiv. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. Then avada any one of the shrotzim, even not these 8 shrotzim, you also chayiv. If blood comes out. We're talking about that now, you hit him, and the blood comes to the top of the skin. That's where the blood goes to. That's all. The blood does not come out. On Shabbos, if you hit somebody, and the blood comes to the top of the skin, yichayiv mishum chabura. Even if the blood does not come out. And the reason is, because Ramesson, he has skin, a man has skin over him. So when you hit him, the blood came to the top. That means that blood really should have come out of the body also. Just the skin is stopping it. But it means the blood left the circulation of the body and it came to the top. That's called chavola. Chavola. Chavola means you take the blood out of the circulation of the body and bring it like out, that it's not going to go back into the circulation again. So by a person, when you hit him and the blood comes, I'm not sure if it's black and blue. I'm all you see the blood mamash under the skin. It's not the red there, just not coming out. If the blood came to the top of the skin by nod, then we say that blood really should have come out. It's not attached anymore to the body. Just the skin is stopping it. Now these shmoyne shrotzim, the mouse and the weasel and the fernet and the lizard and the snail and the mole, they have skin on them. So if you hit them and the blood comes to the top of the skin, we say the same thing. Really the blood is detached from its body. It should have come out. Now what stops it from coming out? The skin on it stops it. That's called the chavolo. Other shrotzim, we say the skin on them is so thin, it's not called skin. So if you hit it and the blood does not come out, it's no right the blood like it's detached from the body. We'll say if I care. Really the blood should have come out because the skin is nothing. What's stopping it from coming out? The pshat is it didn't leave the body yet. It's going to be chayzer right away. Even though the blood came to the top of the surface, that blood will go right back in again. That's not called the chavola. Because otherwise the blood should have come out. Because to have no skin on them to stop it. That's what Amish is talking about. You make the type of a chavola that the blood does not come out of the body. If the blood comes out, then in any one of these shrots and anything about the chayivon, because that's called chavolo. They were talking about the blood did not leave the body. The blood only came to the top of the skin. Sifti shmoyne shrotzim that have skin on them, yichayiv. Because it's considered the blood came to the top and like left the body. Why doesn't it go out? The skin is stopping it. Other shrotzim, we can't say that. For other shrotzim, don't have any skin. If the blood is like leaving the body, it should have came out all the way. Since it didn't come out all the way, we say that the blood's going to go back again. That's not called the chavola. That's from the Mishnah. These shmoyne shrotzim do have skins. But shash rotzim don't have skin. Mashenkin chayiv yoif, they avada have skin. So therefore, chayiv ben is chayiv. If you hit your chayiv, or you hit the knife on Shabbos, and the blood comes to the top of the skin, and stays there, you chayiv on Shabbos, even though it doesn't come out. So the Gemara. Midik tonya chayiv ben chayiv, since our Mishnah says, mashmoyne shrotzim, if you hit them, you chayiv, the blood comes to the skin, mechlaud istlu or. We're talking about these shmoyne shrotzim have skin to it. And that's no hezbar. That what stopped the blood from going out? The skin. So really the blood should have left the circulation, just the skin is stopping it. Rashi, shmoyne shrotzim yesh lemoiris. O pligi, o polig ad rabbonin. And the things are chand rabbonin. The Amri Bova writes, the rabbonin, the Masech Tachul, that says, ho anoko, viha koyach, viha to, viha choymet, or reseye metama mechadosha. Kif sorun. They hold no, these shrotzim have no din skin. And the skin has the same din tumma like its bosser. Al mahani avo les luor. And the chum hold by a sherwit talachar is any one of these eight things, when they're dead, if you touch the meat of it, it's matamiyu. If you touch a dead weasel, a dead mouse, a dead ferment, a dead lizard, that's called the shmoyne shrotzim, it's matamiyu. Let's say though you take off the skin and you only touch the skin. It's the machlekes if the skin has a shame or not. Skin is not tummy by the sherwits. Torah is only matam with the bosser itself. The Chacham though say, four of these shrotzim, the skin doesn't have a din skin. The skin is like the meat, and therefore if you touch the skin, it's also matamiyu. So the Gemara. Minatoni, Achayu ben Chayim, Nechval Disluor. Mantan, who's our Tanam? Or Mashmo Reb Yechon ben Uri. Goes according to Reb Yechon ben Uri. The Tznan. Reb Yechon ben Uri Yoyme. Shmoyne shrotzim, Yesh Lemoiris. These all eight shrotzim have or. Nafkaminam, if you touch the skin of a dead weasel or dead mouse, it's not matamiyu. Because the skin is not bosser, and the skin it has no tumah sheretz. Tumah sheretz is only on the meat of the sheretz. If you have a dead mouse, a dead weasel, you touch it, it's matamiyu. You touch just the skin, according to Rav Yechonin's Torah. So our Mishnah holds it has skin, dishmanish rotzim, go according to Rav Yechonin ben Uri. But Rashi goes up, but the Rabbanim say the things they can say no. The Rabbanim say on four of these, if you touch the skin, it's also matamiyu. Why? Because the skin of a lizard is like the lizard itself, it's like the basar. So you see, it doesn't have a shame skin. So Zayal Mishnah can't come out according to Rabbanim. Because according to the Rabbanim, since the skin is like the meat, so why are you chayvul? And the blood comes to the top of your chayiv, which is like your potter. We say that blood is going to go back into lizard's circulation. Because if it's not going to go back, it should have came out. The skin is not there to stop it. So the Gemara, Rabba Baravuna Rama Rav, no. He says the name of Rav, Afil Temer Rabbonin. I'll tell you, Shabbos is different than Hilkos Tumah. Even though the Rabbonin say by Tumah, four of these do not have skin, but for Shabbos, the Rabbonin are made to have it in skin. Ad Kan Le Pulag Rabbonin Le Rab Yechon Ben Uri El Linyin Tumah. only by tumah does Rabbanan say that the haltor and the koyach, their skin is metama. Why? For a posik. Deosiv eila hatumeyim lochem. An extra posik hatumeyim, an extra hey. L'rabos sheroisein kipsorim. That whatever it says in that posik, the four shrotzim, that it says in that posik, is saying a chiddush. That even though they have a din skin, the geyat shabbos, of a fatumah, the Torah says the skin of a lizard is like the meat of the lizard. Just like if you touch a dead lizard, it's metamayu. You touch the skin of a lizard, also it's metamayu. But not the pshat, that's not called skin. It does have a din skin on it. Just vilchus tumah, it's not metamayu. Our linyan Shabbos on the Gemara, after the Rabbanu Moida. That linyan Shabbos, the skin is called skin. Therefore, it's good our Mishnah. If you hit the lizard on Shabbos, and the blood comes up to the skin, so we say yichayit. Because that blood like left the circulation. I, why didn't it come out of the lizard? Because the skin is stopping it. So Drashi, Eilu Hatzmeim, Bosar Bahanoka V'Yakoyach, after that posik, Ksiv, it says Hatzmeim. V'Dashinen Hei Yisayr, an extra Hei, the Hatzmeim, L'Rabbi, to tell us a Chiddush, R'Seyim Kipsorim, that the aura of the lizard has a din like its Bosar. Oksiv Eilu, L'Mutei Hanech Tukro Kama, Ha'Choyle V'Akfor V'Yatzov. Hey, only the second posik has the din, the skin of them is like the meat, timetamiyum. But the first posik, the weasel and the mouse and the ferment, those skins is not kipson, even according to Rabbanan. Even Rabbanan amoida, the skin of a weasel is not metamiyum. So who are the more to say, our Mishnah can't go to Rabbanan? And the Gemara, no. Afid Rabbanan moida the Eshlemor. Even Rabbanan also moida, they have a din skin on it. Skin they have. Just for Hilchas Tumah, there's a Gezeiras HaKosev, that skin is Tumah. So the Gemara name, for the Gemara, Ulinyin Shabbos Lepligi, Reis Nakashneu on Rav. How do you, Rav, say our Mishnah goes into Koran to Rabbonin? To Rabbonin, don't think that Ulinyin Tumah, but your Tani wrote to a Ferish of Reisah. Hatzad Echad Mishmoy Neshrotzen. Somebody captures one of the Shmoy Neshrotzen. So that the Mishnah says, if he needs it, he's going to use them. He's Chayif Etzvaydah. But now the Breis goes into Chabola. But if you go to hit them, you hit one of these shrotzim. Hasarach l'shoyes shrotzim momatoyra. Hachoyvu ben. If you hit them now, chayiv. Give Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri. Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri, that's good. He holds this cold skin. That's for tumah. If you touch the weasel, the skin is not metamiyu, because it's not called boss, it's called skin. Who are din chavolim on Shabbos? If you hit a weasel and the blood comes to its skin, you'll be chayim. Of about chom moim and chom say ain or elo lema she monu chachomim.